Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At
515-355-3200. Welcome. You're listening to Sports Econ 101. This is the show where we discuss sports topics from a business perspective. I'm your host, Edward Brown, along with my co-host, Russell Jackman and Mike McDowd. At each commercial break, we're going to ask a sports trivia question. And since we're still in basketball season, that's what our theme is. Is it all NBA? Yes. Yes, it is. But some of these questions are kind of hard, though. In my opinion, they're kind of hard. All right. When we get back, we're going to introduce a special guest that Mike had found for us, which is, we thought was pretty cool. Also, when we come back, if we have some time, Amazon nears an NBA deal. That'll be kind of interesting to talk about that. And then I just found out that the NFL is looking to possibly go to 18 games, less preseason games, which is smart. And one of the reasons is they want to try to make Super Bowl fall on the Sunday just before President's Day. Which actually is pretty smart, because with all the drinking that everybody does for Super Bowl, that's actually not a bad way to go on that. All right. We have just a quick minute. Mike, you want to tell us who's going to be our guest in the next segment?
Absolutely. As my heater comes on in my place, I can barely hear. But we're going to talk to Patrick Steenberge. And Patrick is a guy who founded Global Football. He's the president and CEO. Fascinating guy. He brings football to people around the world. In fact, not only does he do that, Patrick played for the University of Notre Dame under Eric Parsegian. I think he has a little story about who he competed against as well. Guy named Joe. I don't know his last name. But Patrick will fill us in. And, he loves the game of football. And he brings this great passion to continents like Africa, Mexico, China. I'm telling you, this is going to be a fun interview.
It'd be a great interview. Yeah, in fact, we had Bobby Evans on, a few months ago, and he was bringing baseball to Egypt with somebody. So, all right, stay with us. You're listening to Sports Econ 101. Don't touch that dial. We're going to be right back.
In the ever-evolving realm of real estate, where uncovering exceptional deals presents a challenge, a tailored solution awaits. Picture yourself receiving exclusive off-market real estate deals directly to your inbox each month, an opportunity for any astute investor. Embark on this journey at mortgageinvesting.com and delve into the potential waiting for you with Scottsdale Mortgage Investment's exclusive trade desk. This platform unveils a spectrum of opportunities, providing entry to off-market mortgage notes, including performing loans, non-performing loans, and REOs. What adds to the excitement? This carefully curated selection of deals is refreshed every single month. Ready to enhance your real estate strategy? Take definitive action now. Visit mortgageinvesting.com, enlist in the trade desk, and unveil an assortment of exclusive off-market deals with Scottsdale Mortgage Investments. Seize this opportunity. Navigate to mortgageinvesting.com today and redefine your real estate journey with Scottsdale Mortgage Investments, where exclusive possibilities converge with your investment ambitions. Act promptly and join now.
Attention business owners. How can you attract 22,000 new customers? How can you generate 10% in new sales? By accepting iText dollars for sales in the cashless marketplace, your business can access an exclusive cashless distribution channel, attract new customers, and generate new sales. Barbara Hill says,
iText has been one of the best things I've ever done for my business. It brings me business I would never reach with any other marketing.
It's simply the best cashless marketplace around. iText will change the way you look at money. Members in increase sales, conserve cash, and utilize a new distribution channel by using iText dollars to transact business. iText is the leading marketplace for cashless business transactions across North America. Our members processed more than $300 million in transactions last year. The fact is, iText dollars work. Isn't it time they started working for you? To register, visit itext.com, promo code 408-408, or call 408-504-8400. For more information.
The Elk Cove Inn, voted number one of 77 bed and breakfasts in Mendocino County, invites you to explore one of the most romantic boutique hotels on the Northern California coast. This one-of-a-kind ocean view inn is part bed and breakfast, part homestead and sustainable farm. The Elk Cove Inn goes above and beyond to offer a home away from home experience with unpretentious comfort, complete amenities, beautiful gardens and grounds, breakfast in bed, fine dining experience, and a day spa. Be prepared to relax, unwind, and recharge. Our spectacular ocean view rooms and cottages welcome you with a gift basket, champagne, and delicious breakfast. Enjoy the afternoon with a bonfire, wine, cheese, and games. A favorite for romantic getaways, the Elk Cove Inn is also a popular destination for reunions and business gatherings. Go to ElkCoveInn.com for reservations. That's ElkCoveInn.com.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. I'm Edward Brown along with Mike McDowell and Russell Jackman. And Mike, why don't you introduce our guest?
Yeah, listen, thrilled to introduce our next guest, courtesy of our friend Ray McKenna, who was on our show last week, who wrote that great baseball book. And he told me about Patrick Steenberg. Who is Patrick? Well, I'll tell you who he is. He is the founder and president, I'll say CEO, of a company called Global Football. Okay. What is that? We'll find out in a second. Not only that, as we mentioned earlier, he's got a lot of football knowledge. He was the quarterback at for the Notre Dame Fighting Irish under Eric Parcesian. I know he loves USC. I'm kidding, Patrick. And, listen, let's welcome to the show, Patrick. And we are thrilled to have you, of course, listeners all over the world, including on the Armed Forces Radio Network. And I know you even have a son, I believe, in the military right now. Is that right, Patrick?
Yeah, I do. So it's fun to be on with you guys. Appreciate you reaching out, Mike and Edward and Russ. We can talk football. We can talk sports. We can talk business, kind of whatever. I got too many stories to tell.
Question number one: what is Global Football? Why Global Football?
You know, it was just something. I was early 40s in my life. I had three different really good jobs. Was working in the horse industry, running events and everything, but I missed football. I was like, what do I want to do in my life? I wanted to travel. I wanted to do something with football. And I really liked the educational component, working with teenagers and young adults. So I created Global Football as a way to take teams overseas, let them experience other cultures, but to do it as a football team and to showcase their talents, to play games, to do clinics, but mainly to learn about other cultures and share the American culture with them. And it's been fascinating to watch it develop and grow over, will be 30 years next year.
And let me ask you, because Mike was saying that you played under Eric Parcesian at Notre Dame. What years did you play?
70 and 71, my sophomore year. You know, back then freshmen weren't eligible. So my freshman year, we were just on the scout team. Sophomore year, I worked my way up. I was number 16 on the depth chart in the spring, worked my way up to where I was the number two guy behind Joe Theismann. So I got into eight, nine games that year. And we were able to beat Texas in the 71 Cotton Bowl. That was a big moment in my life and for Notre Dame. Played my junior year, started the season off with 2-0, ranked number one in the country, and I tore my hamstring in Purdue and kind of hobbled the year, worked back up to number one in the spring and destroyed my shoulder the first day of pad. So, you know, my football career was done, but it was sort of a blessing because now my body works really well and I can still climb mountains and ski fast. And
go that's good news about the shoulder thing. That's good news to hear about you getting your shoulder back in order, because it's what just happened to me a couple of weeks ago. You know, when you talk to me, I'm someone that actually went to go see the Sacramento Surge in their first game in the World League of American Football against the Barcelona Dragons. And, you know, the World League, I thought was a good idea, but, you know, it failed even with the backing of the NFL. How do you feel that that your football league will survive when the World League didn't succeed?
Yeah, the World League, NFL Europe, it's been fascinating to watch it grow and fail and come back. And I'm not doing a league. What I do is travel and educational travel. So I take one team at a time generally. I just came back from Mexico, from Monterrey, Mexico. I took IMG Academy, the high school program. We went down and played against Prepa Tech, the best high school in Monterrey in Mexico. We did that. Next week, I'll have North Central College, one of the top Division III colleges in America. And we're going to go to Ireland on a 9-day tour, educational tour, with one game against the Dublin Rebels, who are the reigning national champions there. I've got another game in Italy. So we're not worried about leagues. We just do individual games and then put together some tournaments at times also.
Yeah, I was just looking up, you know, for the movie Rudy. So you played just before Rudy Rudiger played, right?
I'm older than Rudy.
Yeah.
Which makes me older than dirt, right? But I'm still rocking.
That's before they had helmets. And then, and Montana, I think he played in 79, right? So, you're before all those guys. But, to be with Joe Theismann was quite fascinating. You know, how'd you know he was going to be as good as he was? You know, I mean, he was obviously very good in college, especially going, you know, playing for Notre Dame. So
there
go ahead,
certain
Mike.
Times on a, no, certain good. Times on a late Saturday night when I was backing him up that I thought I was better. Real late on Saturday night, but then Monday we'd be at practice and I'd go, damn, he's good.
We've got about another 3.5 minutes before we have to cut to our break. Do you have any fun stories for us?
Oh, from which one? Which part of my life? The Notre Dame stuff is just a great memory. Obviously, I didn't play as much as I had hoped when I got started. But to have that opportunity to do that, and I met some of the great men that are my dear friends. That's, I think, what makes Notre Dame special is the people that attend that school. So I've got some dear friends that I stay close with. But having started this global football, this was just something I wanted to get back into football. I wasn't going to start coaching at 40 years old. And I created this way to impact young men around the world.
Hey, Patrick, I've got to ask you, you created something called, you've been doing this since 1997. You had something called the Aztec Bowl, or Azteca Bowl. Tell us about that. You have so many journeys around the globe. Should we start there? Then I want to talk about your unbelievable game you had in Tanzania, Africa.
Sure. In Mexico, in 1997, Ron Skipper, who was coach at Central College in Iowa, called me and said, I want to do a Division III All-Star game. They've got nothing that they can do as a postseason game. They don't get invited to the Hula Bowl, the Senior Bowl. And he asked me to do that, and I reached out to my friends in Mexico who I knew had been playing football for a while. And they had a game called the Aztec Bowl. They were their championship team or national team would go play somebody. And so we took a team of all Division III All-Stars, including London Fletcher from John Carroll University, who had a 16-year career in the pros. But we went down and played in Toluca, Mexico, and it was the start of a 20-year run where we did Division III All-Star team of seniors against Mexico's kind of national All-Star team. We played in 14 different cities. We ended up taking 996 young men to Mexico for that experience. And that's something I cherish that opportunity and still know some of those guys like London and other guys.
Very cool. I mean, because they still have the Aztec Bowl, don't they?
It stopped for a couple of years after COVID. Okay. They've started it up, but it hasn't, it isn't. In fact, when I was just down there last week, they're begging me to do it again because the team they've had the last year has kind of been some semi-pro guys that they just throw together, you know, and go play, mm-hmm. go play. It's not what it used to be when we had a, you know, a college all-star team going. So we're trying to resurrect that. We'll see how that happened, how that goes.
I still remember when they used to have in the pros, I don't know what they call it. I can't remember what they called it, but it was the college all-stars versus the Super Bowl team.
Right. Yeah, that was.
I remember that.
My buddy Mike Creaney played in that. He told me about that. I went, wow.
That must have been kind of fun. All right, are you guys ready for our first commercial break here? All right, we're talking the NBA. This one is kind of an odd NBA question, but what Olympian non-basketball player was drafted in the NBA in 1977? So you would not consider this guy a basketball player, all right? But he was an Olympian. So what Olympian non-basketball player was drafted in the NBA in 1977? Sort of like when, you know, Bo Jackson played football, but he was, you know, recruited for baseball as well. That sort of thing. You know, same thing with Deion Sanders, all right? That's our trivia question. Email Edward at sportsecom101.com. The answer to this question, what Olympian non-basketball player was drafted in the NBA in 1977? And the only hint I'll give you right now is you would not think, you would not put NBA and this player together. All right. And I don't think he's that tall either, but all right, stay with us. You're listening to Sports Econ 101. Don't touch that dial. We're going to be right back.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. I'm Edward Brown, along with Mike McDowell, Russell Jackman, our special guest, Patrick Steinberg. All right. Trivia question number one on the NBA. What Olympian, non-basketball player, was drafted in the NBA in 1977? Mm-hmm. Anyone? Crickets. Okay. Think of the 1976 Olympics. Does that help?
No.
No. All right. Okay. Think of transitioning from a boy to a girl.
Oh, I got it.
Yes.
Dr. Renee Richardson.
Who?
Did you say a boy to a girl?
Yeah. He transitioned.
Bruce Jenner? I don't know.
Bruce Jenner.
Oh, Bruce Jenner.
was recruiting to the NBA. That I had no idea.
Wow. Isn't that crazy?
I've never heard that before.
I know, but I looked it up. And
what team? What team brought him?
I don't know, but I remember also reading that some team drafted the son's toddler, like to just make a last. They had to pick somebody in the very last round. You know, Mr. Irrelevant happened to be the owner's toddler. You know, just to kind of a throwaway pick. Different team. I'll have to look it up to figure out which team. It might have been San Antonio. I don't know. Whatever. Okay. Mike, you want to reintroduce our guest to the audience?
Yeah, absolutely. We want to welcome into the show, of course, a guy by the name of Patrick Steinberg. He is the president and founder of Global Football. And Patrick, so thrilled to have you on the show. Of course, you played quarterback at Notre Dame, but you love football. You wanted to make sure that your passion for football stayed alive. So you bring this great game around the world. Now, tell us a little bit about the fact, I believe you even have had Notre Dame play in China. And there any other Division I schools that you were able to bring games to?
Actually, Notre Dame, I took them to Japan in 2009. And my buddy over there, Shinzo Yamada, who played in NFL Europe, as a linebacker, was probably the highest level Japanese guy to ever play in NFL Europe. But he asked me about bringing Notre Dame over around 2008. They had played in Japan, I think it was 86 or 87 when Lou was coaching there. And I said, look, it's going to take a lot more these days, a lot more money. The pressure to win is so big. I said, I don't think you want to go into that. But I said, why don't we bring an alumni team? And we called it the Notre Dame Legends. And we got Lou Holtz to act as our head coach. We had Tim Brown was our wide receivers coach. And Chris Zorich was the D-line coach. And I had a bunch of guys who played for Lou in the late 80s that were probably, you know, average age about 40. And we went to Japan and had a great week. They took great care of us. We stayed in probably the finest hotel I've ever been in, the Tokyo Ritz-Carlton. And we had a great game in the Tokyo Dome. We were down like 10 to nothing pretty quick till our guys figured out the speed of the game. And then we were able to win it in the fourth quarter. It was a great experience. But, yeah, I worked with Notre Dame. I took the University of Pennsylvania to China in 2019, right before COVID. And that was fascinating to take an Ivy League team over there. It was the fourth trip we had done in China. I'd taken a couple D3 schools, some high schools. But we know too much about that place now. I'm not going back. They got the last of my money. But it was fascinating.
Just the plane ride, you know, I can't imagine. You have to decompress for a few days and then play and then decompress another few days once you get back.
Edward, whenever these young men talk to me about, oh, my God, it's 8 hours, it's 12 hours, I said, you don't have to do anything. You just sit there. They bring you food. They bring you drink. You watch a movie. It's not hard. It just suck it up. Remember when you used to have to take a boat to get to China? You take a slow
change.
Boat to China. You used to take a week. Stop whining.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Patrick, real quickly, talk a little about, did fans show up to these games? How do they accept the American football? And to talk about that aspect.
Yeah, you know, each and we in most of the world, it's played on a club level rather than in the schools. Japan and Mexico and Canada are the three countries that play in schools, in high schools, in colleges. The rest of it is club teams, like in Europe, like most of their schools are. And there'll be crowds, you know, with the Aztec Bowl in Mexico, we'd get 10,000 people would come out for that. You know, a lot of these games, I'm taking North Central, who's been the top team in NCAA Division III, won two out of the last four national championships. We're taking them to Ireland to play next week. And, you know, the culmination of a 9-day educational tour, you know, there'll be a couple hundred people. You know, the sport is growing. I also now link on with the big college games in Dublin every August, week zero. Like 2 years ago, it was Notre Dame Navy. Then this next year, it's going to be Florida State, Georgia Tech. And I've got four teams going. So I take 4 to 6 to 8 high schools. We play on Friday. It's Dublin Friday Night Lights the day before. So I'm looking.
Well, let me ask you, what's the budget for something like that? Because, you know, how many players you take over, you know?
That's up to each team. You know, in the high school, they, you know, they've got to raise the money. That's the limiting factor. They look for, you know, local support, local, you know, alumni, sponsors that want to support their team. But it's the best thing. I've had schools do it. We've had like Hamilton, Arizona, which is a really top level team. We've had Notre Dame High School out of Sherman Oaks, California, did it. Took Bonner and Prendi out of Philadelphia last year. Community School of Naples. I had three Atlanta teams went. Marist, Blessed Trinity, and Westminster all went in 2016 when Georgia Tech played there last. So it's, you know, they've got to figure out the budget, but we package it all up and have it put together. It's a great like 5-day experience for them.
How much would you think the budget roughly is for that 5 days?
It's about $3,000 per person. So they've got to figure how many bodies they want to take, you know.
Generally, how many bodies do you take? Like 20?
You know, I've had teams as small as 35. Seton Hall Prep went last year from New Jersey. They took 90 players and staff. And had 120 friends and families, we call it parents, fan, a lot of Irish, you know, people that live in Jersey there. So it's, you know, it's, but I've never had anybody, you know, it is an investment in your son, in the product, and in the school itself. And every school in America is competing for kids, right? At the high school level, at the college level, the private schools are trying to keep them away from other schools. The public schools are trying to keep them from the private. And the number one, I've got a document that talks about the 7 reasons why it's worth the investment. And the number one is the branding for the school. It sets them apart. It's like, hey, this is, parents look and go, wow, why is Seton Hall Prep so unique? And that's something special.
Well, you know, that's a good point, because I've also heard, we talked about this many years ago, about how some colleges almost don't want to get invited to a bowl game because it's just way too expensive for what they're going to get. I don't know if they actually turn it down, but they generally are like, oh shoot, we got invited to a bowl game, you know. Obviously the big ones, you know, Notre Dame, USC, whatever.
But there are some. So it's always I talk a lot with coaches, athletic directors, headmasters, principals, and that's what we talk about, the value for the school and also the value for the student athletes. To me, that's the other key thing, is they become global citizens. As soon as they leave high school, they're going to start competing globally, right? If you're trying to get into any college in America, there's kids from all over the world applying to get in there. So they're competing on that form. So why not start learning about that part of the world and see how you fare there? And then when you get a job, a lot of kids are going overseas. And I have a daughter who's living in Sweden that works for IKEA, and she got sought after as a design artist, and she's living in Sweden. So it just helps them understand the world, which is growing smaller every week, right?
Good point. Let me ask you, but one of the things we talked about at the very beginning of the show is that they're thinking, the NFL is thinking about doing an 18-game season, shortening the preseason, and then kind of trying to make sure that the Super Bowl falls the day before President's Day. The first thing when I thought of was 18 games, I'm thinking, oh, these players are going to hate this. But then, you know, because they get really tired by the end. But if you get rid of a preseason or two game, that actually is not a bad idea. What do you think?
Well, guys? And they are getting fairly well compensated these days. So, you know, I don't feel terrible for them. you know, it's a blessing that they've got great genes and great work ethic to get there. They're the best, you know, athletes in the world. I really like what the NFL is now rejuvenated on a global scale, you know, playing the games in London. They're going to play in Germany again this year. They announced, you know, a game in Mexico. They're going to play in Brazil. So they're starting to do things again. You know, when Paul Tagliabue retired and Roger Goodell came in, they changed a lot of things. They dropped NFL Europe basically right then after 2008. And it's kind of laid dormant for the last 15 years. But now they're getting a lot of things going. They got the NFL Academy outside of London now where they're bringing kids in. They did a combine in Africa last year, invited 28 top kids and brought four of them to the NFL Academy in England. So they're really making an effort now internationally, which is really fun to see.
Great. All right, guys, we're going to cut to our next commercial break here. Name the only four NBA players who have made $600 million-plus dollars in their life.
Ooh.
Three of these there's four of them. Three of them you should be able to get. The fourth one's tough. All right? That's our trivia question. Name the only four NBA players who have made $600 million-plus in their life. Okay? So it wasn't necessarily just, you know, because they played basketball like from their contract. That's our trivia question. Stay with us. Sports Econ 101. We'll be right back. Do not touch that dial.
Are you aware of the 30% federal tax credit available now when you purchase a Tesla Powerwall in California? Act now, and you'll not only receive a 30% federal tax credit on your Tesla Powerwall, you'll also reduce your electric bill. Want a free estimate? Want to claim a $100 off voucher for your Tesla Powerwall installation? It's easy. Just call Tesla Powerwall Certified Installer, Integrity Electric, and mention the name of our friend, Edward Brown. Call Integrity Electric at 415-499-8844. Once again, 415-499-8844. Since 1993, award-winning Marin County-based Integrity Electric has been recognized as a leader and trusted expert in their field. Our web address, integrityelectric.net. That's integrityelectric.net. Integrity Electric.
The Diversified Mortgage Expo is one of the top note investing conferences of the year. Held in person in Nashville, Tennessee, May 31st to June 1st, this conference will help note investors, service providers, note creators, sellers, private lenders, and industry experts network, learn, and expand their business. Join hundreds of investors, institutional sellers, industry experts, private lenders, and service providers at one of the top industry events of the year. Go to diversifiedmortgageexpo.com for details and to register.
Palio Restaurant's been the premier Italian restaurant serving downtown San Francisco since 1990. Palio features fine Italian fare and a Wine Spectator award-winning wine list, so there's no surprise it's been voted best Italian restaurant in the SF Weekly this year. Palio has consistently been voted one of the best restaurants in San Francisco by San Francisco locals. Palio's been in business for over 30 years and recently went through a complete remodel. Our guests can expect to receive the same excellence in food and service that has sustained us for over 30 years in a brand new and more modern space. Our 250-plus seat restaurant includes seating in four distinct spaces, making social distancing while dining easy in our establishment. All precautions are taken by staff to ensure a safe dining experience. Open Monday through Saturdays. Reservations are recommended. Visit paliosf.com to view our menus and make a reservation today.
Celebrate with us. Enjoy exceptional Broadway performers and world-class wine under the starlit Sonoma sky. From theater favorites to the treasured American songbook and today's popular hits. Transcendence Theater Company presents Broadway in Sonoma. In the magical field of dreams, steps from Sonoma Plaza, this June through September. Get your tickets today at bestnightever.org.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. One more time, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mike McDowd, Russell Jackman, our special guest, Patrick Steenberge. Second trivia question. Name the only four NBA players who have made $600 million plus.
Me.
$600 million plus in their life.
Well, LeBron's got to be one of them.
Okay, LeBron is one of them.
Jordan
is another.
Kobe.
No, not Kobe.
No, really? I would say Magic.
Magic. Okay, very good. Okay, so you got the three major ones. The next one, to me, is very, very difficult. The main reason is I've never heard of him.
Let me
never heard of him?
I've never heard of this guy. So I'm going to just say it because maybe you guys have never heard of him either.
His name is Chris Washington.
Junior Bridgman.
So he played.
Russell knows. Russell was a big NBA guy. So
actually, I was going to say was Ronnie Cycli, because I know that his parents own a major shipping conglomerate.
Gotcha.
And so I thought maybe he inherited.
Maybe
that.
He worked for him. But okay, so Junior Bridgman, he played for the Bucks and the Clippers in the 1970s and 80s. But he made most of his money. He's currently the owner of the magazines Ebony and Jet. I'm not sure what Jet is.
Wow.
Is that like for
Jet Setters? I had no idea that he owned those magazines.
Yeah. I never have you guys ever heard of well Russ has, but had you guys ever heard of Junior Bridgman?
Oh yeah.
Only Russ.
He was a shooting guard. Yeah. I mean, again, not one of the great NBA players, certainly not known for his statistics. He was just sort of bench guy, mediocre. player. Obviously.
Well, while he was sitting on the bench, that's when he was thinking about his next life, what he was going to be doing.
That's all it takes.
Sometimes
that's all it takes. You get a little seed money and get some fame. The fame going from being an NBA player, and you can then barter that in to a bigger deal, just like Magic did, with his theater stuff. It's mostly his theaters that made him the money, not when he was an NBA player.
Oh, yeah. Gotcha. So, Mike McDowd, do you have some more questions for our guest?
I do. Listen, our guest is Patrick Steenberge. He's the president of Global Football. He's the founder as well. And Patrick, by the way, Patrick, I am wearing Play Like a Champion shirt here, as you can see. And my nephew, Sean McDowd, actually received his Letterman jacket. He is a member of the Fighting Irish soccer team that was in the national championship this past year.
Wow. Yeah, they're playing very good soccer these days. Good for you.
Yeah.
Congrats to him.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that seems to be – yeah, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that it's – in the last, 20 years, soccer has just really made its name on the – on the U.S. As well as lacrosse, these are sports that you never really thought of 30 years ago. But go ahead, Mike.
A couple of key questions, and I almost want to say this for the last because it's so fascinating, probably to all of us. But now you've played on six continents. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Is there seven continents? What are the continents you played on, and where are you going?
Well, we were, very blessed to be invited to put on a game in Africa, which I did in 2011. We took Drake University out of Iowa, one AA non-scholarship. At the time, it was led by Chris Creighton, who is now 10 years at Eastern Michigan University. And just, I say he's not only a great coach, he's the best man I know in college football. If you ever want to check out somebody who's a great, great man and a heck of a coach, he's been at Eastern Michigan now 10 years, and they had not had a winning season in 26 years before he went there. They've gone to six straight bowl games. But bigger than that, when he was at Drake, he came up and said, "Hey, I got a big idea for you." I had taken his Wabash team to I'd taken him to Panama, and I'd taken him to Europe. He goes, "I want to go to Africa. There's never been a game on the continent, and I want to do 2 days of service work. I want my kids to see real poverty. They think they're poor Iowa dirt farmers." And I want to take them and show them lions and tigers, and I want to climb Mount Kilimanjaro. And I went, wow, what do you want me to do? He goes, everything. I got my AD likes it. My president's on board. So I found an opponent. It took me 9 months. And from Mexico, I got the private universities of Mexico, the CONADEP, they're called, led by Tech de Monterrey. And so we took Mexico and Drake to Tanzania, Africa in early May 2011 and did a couple of days of practice. We had 1,000 kids at a clinic. I smuggled in 1,000 footballs. I wasn't going to pay duty for 1,000 rubber footballs that we gave away to the kids, but we did a clinic for 1,000 kids on 2 days. Then we played a game. We had 11,000 people in the stadium in Arusha, Tanzania, in the northern part, where they raised their first flag of independence in 1961. So it was kind of a historic stadium. And Drake was able to hang on to beat Mexico in a really good game. Then we did all those other things, and the summit of Kilimanjaro was just unbelievable, 19,325 feet.
My son climbed that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's just a hike. It's just a long ass hike. It's not a, it's nothing technical. The altitude's tough for a lot of people, but we started with 122. We got 118 made it, which is really good because we were with athletes, right? And that's the most memorable event I've ever done, and I'm dying to do it again. If anybody out there wants to do something really special for your young men and your school, we know how to do it now. What's amazing is that Drake wanted to do it, and I just figured out how to do it. I mean, I went there and did a lot of logistics. Now it'd be easy because I know the people, I know how to do it.
So did what happened, like right after the game, did the town really enjoy it? Did they want to see it again, or were they kind of going, we don't get this. I mean, we understand soccer, but we don't understand this other game.
You know what? They really liked the punts. The punts were a thrill because they'd go up and spiral and everybody go, ooh. Yeah. it was a nice, you know, it was a good sized soccer stadium, you know, probably 20,000 seats. You know, there were, I'm sure there's some of those balls we gave to those 1,000 kids are still bouncing around, you know, Arusha, Tanzania. But you know, and it didn't light up football, but it got an interest level going. And now, you know, through what the NFL and the NFL Academy are doing, last year they did a combine in Kenya, which borders Tanzania, and they invited 28 top athletes from Africa, and they picked 4 of them to go to the NFL Academy in England. So I feel like I had some part of a initiation there of the game there. Nobody else can be the first. So when you mentioned Antarctica, a lot of guys ask me what's next. And, you know, I've got games going all over Europe. I want to go to Asia, but I do have a plan. I've got a PowerPoint on how to do it in Antarctica.
So how did you pick Tanzania?
Oh, that was because when the coach Creighton went into his athletic director, Sandy Hatfield Club, he'd been there 1 year, and he says, I got this idea. I'm going to take it to Sandy. And he goes, this meeting will probably last 30 seconds, right? What are you, crazy? You know, he goes in and Sandy says, well, what you don't know is I was in Tanzania a year ago. I hiked Kilimanjaro with my dad for his 60th birthday. I'd love to do it. So that's how Tanzania kind of picked us through them, and they're both dear friends. And we're actually just started planning Sandy's daughter and son both went with us when they were 9 and 12 years old. Her son just graduated from Arizona State in film production, and we're starting to work on a documentary on that event because nobody else will ever be first.
Hey, Patrick, I gotta ask you, you've traveled in so many countries, played the great game of football. Is there a particular story, and I could envision Africa, that's ingrained in your memory that was particularly touching to your heart?
Oh, boy. You know, in Africa, I mean, it was just the kids during that clinic were magical. You know, we had kids from like 12 years old to 16-year-old, you know, and they'd never touched a football. And, you know, they loved the game. They loved jumping and leaping and, you know, seeing their hands around the ball, big smiles on their faces. That is. And then also in Mexico, every year with that Aztec Bowl, we would go right before Christmas. We'd play around the 18th or so. And we would always have a Christmas party wherever we are hosted. You know, I said we did in 14 different cities. And this one year we were in Tijuana, which, by the way, was a really nice city. And and the Setes University had us there, and they had a Christmas party for homeless kids at the football field. And I've got all these pictures of these big burly linemen, you know, from Central College, from Dubuque College, you know, from Wartburg, from John Carroll, you know, from all these different schools, Muhlenberg, and they're just hugging these kids and giving them little Christmas presents. You know, and these are homeless kids that these college boys get to interact with for a day. So that's something I think just made it real for our guys to understand that how blessed we are to live in America. And those that have talent to play a college football or a high school football, we talk a lot about being grateful for things in life. And, you know, that's one thing as I get older, I'm more and more grateful for all the blessings I've had and continue to have. Like, I was just up, I went to the Notre Dame. They had the anniversary this year of the 73 national championship team, right? When Notre Dame beat Alabama, they had it this year at the USC game. I wasn't going to go to the receptions for that because I had just graduated. I wasn't really part of that team. But Dave Casper calls me the ghost, you know, probably the greatest tight end ever, who's a good friend. I set up him with his wife, who's still his wife after all these years. So he still owes
me. Angela. Yeah.
No, Susan. Yeah.
Susan. Oh, I'm thinking, I'm sorry. I'm thinking of someone else. I'm sorry. It's so funny. That's embarrassing because every year right. I get to host the 10th.
Yeah, we do the memorial.
We do the memorial. And it was also the Dave Casper.
I'm thinking
of Angela Biletnikoff. That's what I'm thinking. Biletnikoff.
Yeah, you're thinking of who is from the same town as I was. Freddie Biletnikoff from Erie, PA, just like me.
Patrick, when you were in Tijuana, did you go to the famous restaurant Caesar's?
We did not. I saw it, but we didn't get there. I had a big team with me all the time, you know, but I've heard good things about it.
You know, it was invented there, don't you?
The Caesar salad.
Caesar salad. Yes. Yes. Tijuana, Mexico. Nobody gets that.
That's
an awesome trivia question.
It makes a lot of sense. But there's so many stories. There's also a kid who did not want to go into the Louvre Museum in Paris. You know, we design all these things. And this was a young man. He goes, Coach, do I have to go into the museum? I'm not a museum guy. I said, look, I get it, but you're at the Louvre, you know? Just walk through. We bought you a ticket. Just walk through. If you want to come out the other side, I don't care. I just want you to be able to say someday. About 5 years later, I get a call from this kid. Hey, you don't remember? I'm JoJo from whatever college. He goes, that helped me find my wife. It turns out he was in some pub, you know, a couple years later, and he, you know, meets this young lady across the bar, and they're just in lust with each other across the bar, and they meet, and then all of a sudden, after about 10 minutes, they have nothing to talk about, and she's an art major, and he says, well, I've been to the Louvre. And once he did that, he had her eaten out of his hand, and they got married.
Wow. So it's amazing how small the Mona Lisa is.
Yes.
A little tiny painting, you know. A lot of people don't know that. Okay. You guys ready for our third trivia question on the NBA? Who was the first foreign player ever drafted first overall? Now, we've had a lot of foreign players, right? But this.
What year was that?
I'll give you the hint. 1978. So you'll know. Obviously, you would know the player because if he's first overall, he's got to be, you know, got to be pretty good. So who was the first foreign player ever drafted first overall? The hint is 1978. Now here's another hint. I would not have thought that he was foreign born, and it's not Canada. Okay, so I'll give you that hint also. All right, stay with us. Sports Econ 101. I'll be right back. Don't touch that dial.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738. How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-514-0521. 800-514-0521. That's 800-514-0521.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. Last time for today, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mike McDowell, Russell Jackman, our special guest, Patrick Steenberg. Third trivia question, who was the first foreign player ever drafted first overall in the NBA? The hint is 1978. Now here's another hint. You probably think more about his son than you would think about him. So he's got a famous son still playing in basketball. You ready? Okay, here's another hint, but I don't think this will help. He was actually born in the Bahamas.
Oh, Michael Thompson.
Yes, Klay Thompson's father.
That's the Bahamas was the giveaway.
Oh, was it? Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't know he came from the Bahamas. We want to thank our guest, Patrick Steenberg, for joining us. Mike, excellent guest. Patrick, you got to come on again. I know you'll have some more fun stories for us and doing the, you know, it's funny. There's been so many, I think if I remember correctly, the World Football League was probably the first one back in the early 70s. And that didn't do well. And then you had the USFL. I actually know a few players who played in that one and that kind of bombed. And now you've got UFL or is it? No, it's back to USFL, isn't it?
Yeah,
something like that. I get confused
on all this.
I know. You know.
In Europe now, there's an ELF, the Europe League of American Football. There's now a European league by itself, which is good to see. You know.
Yeah. No, that's very good. Yeah, we got to have our Super Bowl team play their Super Bowl team. That'll probably be next on the agenda.
We're not quite there yet.
Okay, are you ready? Here's our thoughts for the day. Oh. So I didn't realize how bad a driver I was until my navigation said, "In 400 feet, pull over and let me out." and I always put in a full 8 hours of work. Of course, that's spread out over the course of the week. All right. Tune in next week to Sports Econ 101. We're going to be discussing sports topics from a business perspective and asking more sports trivia questions. Thanks for listening. On behalf of our team, I'm your host, Edward Brown. We'll see you next week.
Adios.
So, thank you, guys.